Lord has made. Yes, let us rejoice and be glad in it. So much to be glad for, so much to rejoice for, because this is another day that God has made for us. Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. This is so cool to be part of my favorite radio station, Great News Radio, and it is an honor to be spending some time here with you today. And Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar with this program, is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I sure hope and pray that you are having a great weekend. Here we are. It is, wow, already the middle of pretty much the middle of October. And this is, of course, Pastor Appreciation Month. So if you are a pastor listening today, if you are a church leader, thank you so much for everything that you do for our community, for the local body of believers, and of course, most importantly, what you do for the kingdom of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, for each Sunday worship program, we try to have a theme, a main focus, main devotional thought, and today we are wrapping up our series entitled A Journey Through the Book of Proverbs. So yeah, we're going to be taking a look at the book that's filled with wisdom. Yeah, Book of Proverbs. So we'll be taking a look at that for the next 30 minutes or so. So call up a couple of friends and say, hey, let's listen to Great News Radio together. Great program called Sunday Worship. So I hope you can join me for the next 30 minutes as we continue our journey through the Book of Proverbs on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Low down the chariot, let me ride. 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 Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus. Conquering king, I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
I've been trying so hard just to make it on through. You know I'm trying to live the way you want me to. I'm gonna say goodbye to all the sin inside. I don't wanna miss that great glory ride. So when you break on through that golden sky, please slow it down, don't pass me by. Swing that chariot way down low. I wanna go like Elijah when I go.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Oh, low down, chariot.
Let me ride. Chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Oh, low down the chariot.
Let me ride.
Low down the chariot.
Let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot.
That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Here we are. It is the middle of October already. how can it be? I just don't understand. Regardless, I do pray and hope you are having a great weekend. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we are continuing our series entitled A Journey Through the Book of Proverbs. It says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them." That's Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. George Disler in Orlando, Florida, developed a BlackBerry application entitled No Text and Drive after a teacher at his daughter's high school was killed when a texting motorist crossed a median and struck her car. Now, we've been hearing this about this no texting and driving thing for quite some time now. Now, Disler, who had previously developed games for the iPhone, based the application on the notion that the safest way to deal with your phone while driving is to remove the temptation altogether. His no text and drive application runs in the background, and using GPS automatically restricts texting via a phone's mode that when the car actually reaches over 10 miles an hour, it removes the temptation to drive and text. It deactivates the phone if you go over 10 miles an hour, and it starts back up when the car comes to a complete stop. How cool is that? After your car goes over 10 miles an hour, your phone goes into a mode where you can't use it to text. Every day, and in many ways, we are tempted to sin. Every day. I don't care who you are. Today in prayer, friend, thank the Lord that in Jesus Christ, we can overcome temptation to sin. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 says, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them." Continuing our journey through the book of Proverbs on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light.
And you're listening to my dad, Joey Kroll, on Great News Radio.
Thank you.
Now, what a beautiful song. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I do pray that you are enjoying your weekend. I love the weekends. I really do. I just work very hard during the week, and just on the weekends can really just kind of take a nice big sigh of relief, kind of enjoy it a little bit, some family time without things being rushed or anything like that. Yesterday morning, I took our kids to go to the store, and we bought several different toys and small little stuff because our church is actually doing Operation Christmas Child. So our kids all bought some toys for kids who are going to be less fortunate this year through Operation Christmas Child, which is a great organization. So we did some of that yesterday, and we felt really good about just the stuff we bought and so forth for these kids who will not be celebrating Christmas. And hearing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is totally what it's all about. So that's what we did yesterday. It was nice. Enjoyed some downtime as well. So, yeah, good weekend so far, and I pray it's the same for you and your family. And today here on Sunday Worship, we are continuing our series through the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." See, friend, the book of Proverbs contains more statements of true wisdom and practical knowledge than any philosophy book can ever write about. That is a bold statement, but when one digs deeply into the Proverbs written by Solomon and others, the proof of their wisdom will be witnessed to by the Holy Spirit. And after all, he provided the wisdom that made Solomon the wisest man of Adam's bloodline who ever lived. And he provided the inspiration for Solomon and others to record the wisdom statements found in this book. A man who desires wisdom may be thought of a wise person already. He may not have a great deal of knowledge, but he wants to be instructed. Friend, do you ask God to reveal his will to you? Do you pray that he will lead you into his word to a greater understanding of it so that you may live a life more pleasing to him? If so, you are in the way of wisdom and have found the beginning of knowledge. If you do not do any of these things, well, you draw your own conclusion. And the Bible says much about a fool, such as the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The New Testament writer James said, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it generously. That's from James chapter 1, verse 5. Today, friend, is a good day to seek after the wisdom of God.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will
feast for them, my hand will life's bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my walk. I will hold your people in my walk.
Hello, my name is Timothy, and I'm 10 years old, and you're listening to my dad, Joey Kroll, on Great News Radio.
The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. That I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. And gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain.
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey spending some time with you on your Sunday, continuing our series through the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." There once was a boy who had a very bad temper. His father gave him a bag of nails and told him that from now on, each time when he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into their beautiful white picket fence. The first day, the boy drove in 37 nails. Over the next few weeks, he learned to control his anger. The number of nails he hammered daily gradually dwindled down. He discovered that it was easier to hold his temper than go outside and drive those nails into the fence. When he told his father about this, he suggested that the boy now should start pulling out a nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. Finally, the day came when the young boy was able to tell his father that the nails were all gone. And his father said, "Son, you have done well, but look at all the holes you've made there. Our beautiful fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger to the people you love, they leave deep, ugly holes just like these. It won't matter how many times you say, 'I'm sorry,' the wound is still there." Wow. Friend, I think that's a great reminder for us today. Our tongue is a powerful force. With it, we need to be bringing words of life and encouragement to those around us, because friend, there is so much work that needs to be done. The words speak life and death. So what kind of words are you going to be speaking today? Yeah, that's right, friend. You are listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I do pray that you are enjoying your Sunday so far. Pray that you're enjoying your weekend. Here we are, the middle of October, and of course, it is Pastor Appreciation Month. So do honor your pastor this month. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you appreciate them. And I think most of all, which is more important than any of those, is to be praying for your pastor. So be sure to be doing that, especially this time of the month, to let them know that you appreciate them. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. I always enjoy our time together, and it's an honor for me to sit behind this microphone, sit in this chair on my favorite radio station, Great News Radio. So thank you so much for letting me do what I love to do. And friend, if there's anything you need from us, or if you'd like to find more about Great News Radio and this radio ministry, just feel free to contact us. All our information is at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy some great family time for the remainder of the weekend. And remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.